proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. And as the Passover season approaches, it is a living reminder of the core of the Jewish people and also of Judaism. Passover, or called Pesach in Hebrew, is really the birth of a nation that was brought up by the hand of God. More importantly, it speaks of the special relationship with God as a nation and also as individuals. As we look at how Passover is celebrated, we will see links to the past that will help us properly live today, giving us a hopeful look towards the future when the Messiah will rule and reign upon this earth. Now, some of you might be wondering, well, celebrating Passover, that's a Jewish thing, but I think there's a lot of things that we as Christians can glean from this. We see the past deliverance, what God did for the children of Israel, and like I said, there's a hope for the future that one day, according to Ezekiel, that we will also celebrate Passover in the future with Christ. Now, one of my favorite Hebrew songs that is sung during the Passover Seder is called Manishana Halayla Hazeh Mikol Halelot. These words are translated, "Why is this night different from all other nights?" This song introduces four questions which reminds us of the Passover. Usually a child is given the privilege to ask these questions during the Seder, which is the Passover meal. The reason behind this is to tell the story of Exodus from generation to generation. It is with this spirit that these questions are presented every year at Passover. Jewish culture is built on two key words, tradition and repetition. And during the Passover Seder, you may get the feeling that you have heard the story more than once throughout the night. So just hang on and enjoy. When we focus on the four questions, we will appreciate the significance of Passover and the sweet taste of freedom. Now here are the four questions of Passover. Question number one. On all other nights, we eat bread or unleavened bread, but why on this night do we only eat unleavened bread, which is called matzah? Here's the answer. Matzah is the unleavened bread which was eaten in haste as the children of Israel were preparing to leave slavery in Egypt. Leaven also represents sin and ego. In comparison, matzah is the bread of humility. This is a great picture of Jesus. Question number two. On all other nights, we eat all kinds of vegetables and herbs, but on this night, why do we only eat bitter herbs? Bitter herbs were eaten as commanded by Moses in Exodus chapter 12. The bitter herbs are a tasteful reminder of the bitterness of bondage that the children of Israel lived under in Egypt. Question number three. On all other nights, we don't dip even once, but on this night, we dip them twice. Why? Well, at the Passover Seder, parsley is dipped in salt water. Parsley symbolizes the hyssop that was used to put the blood on the doorposts on the night of the first Passover. The salt water represents the tears that were shed by the children of Israel during slavery in Egypt. Also, charoset, which is a mixture of apples, dates, honey, and nuts, is also used as a dip to symbolize the mortar that was made for bricks. Question number four. On all other nights, we eat sitting upright, but why on this night do we eat reclining? Now, this is my favorite question of all during Passover. During a Passover Seder, one will find a pillow on their chair to symbolize comfort and freedom. During their time of slavery in Egypt, the children of Israel ate standing or sitting on the ground. This pillow reminds them that they are free from slavery. When Jesus celebrated the Passover with his disciples in the upper room, they would have reclined on pillows around a low three-sided table that was low to the ground. The pillows also look to the future when there will be ultimate freedom in the Messiah's presence. The ultimate answer to the four questions of Passover is that God delivered his people on Passover. Within hours, the children of Israel moved from bondage to freedom and literally from death to life. Instead of enduring oppression, they now enjoyed liberty. Humanly speaking, there was no practical explanation for the events of that Passover night. God himself brought Israel out of Egypt in a miraculous way. Passover was fulfilled centuries later when God delivered us from the bondage of sin, when Jesus, the Lamb of God, would die on the cross, and that happened on Passover. So why is this night different than all other nights? It's because Jesus turned this dark night into a glorious day of freedom for those that trust in him.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.